Hello, welcome to a brand new episode of What Are You Talking About? Today, my guest is Katie Brock. She is fresh out of team quarterfinals with CrossFit Taurian Grit. She tells us all about her rugby background, how she discovered CrossFit, and why this year she chose to go team and have some fun with her friends. She is a seasoned semi-finalist, and it is great to hear all about all her experiences in the sport, plus how she manages being an elite athlete on top of a full-time job. As always, don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe to be the first to hear all about our new episodes and content. Enjoy! Katie, thank you so much for jumping on the show. How are you doing?
That's absolutely fine. I'm doing really good. It's 6 a.m. here, so I'm bright and early, but I've already been up for 2 hours, so I'm wide awake and ready to go.
Oh, I love that. We were just saying before, I don't think anyone's done 6 a.m. full commitment. Is that, are you, I'm just intrigued. Is that your daily schedule? Are you up at 4 a.m. every day? What do you do in the first like few hours of the morning?
So most days, most weekdays I'm up at this time. I normally get up and do some sort of training or mobility or sauna session first thing. And then I start work at generally about 6 o'clock in the morning, so that then I can finish work normally about 1:30 or 2 and then go to do an afternoon session, a training. So most days are super early starts, and then I'm in bed at 7 o'clock, 7:30 for my starts.
I love that though. I always say if someone allowed me to do it, and hopefully one day I'll be working for myself so it will work. But that is how I would work, because you get the full afternoon. And obviously with training, we are a few days post team quarterfinals. How are you feeling? How's the bod? How was the weekend?
Feeling good. Body's good. I wasn't very sore at all after the weekend, which was nice. Only having 4 workouts wasn't a huge amount of volume. It was more the central nervous system that was a wee bit cooked. But feeling good. We made it through, which was the main achievement that we needed to do. Like, there wasn't any pressure on getting super high scores. It was kind of just make it into the top eight, ideally, of the Oceania region, which we did. We're happy with, but the weekend probably didn't go as well as we planned. We kind of were battling with a couple of injuries, which kind of held us back on two of the workouts, but we did what we had to. So yeah, happy it's done and happy we're through the online stage and now we get to go in person, which will be good.
Absolutely. And we'll touch on Taurian in a bit, because I have such a, I'm like a fangirl about Taurian, and I've never even been. But you say obviously like the goal was to get through with the kind of changes this year, like with the Open, et cetera. Did you feel like it was kind of a bit of a breeze, the Open? Like, how hard do you try like for them kind of 3 weeks of the first 3 weeks of the season?
Yeah, 100%. It wasn't difficult at all. So like, we did the workouts at the end of our training day on a Friday. So we do all our other training and then just stick the workouts on the end. But it was cool to be able to get amongst the community. So we'd recently changed gyms. So we're all training our team's training out of CrossFit Taurian now, which is awesome. So it was allowed us to actually really get involved with the community and be able to do Friday night's lights with them all, and without having the pressure of having to get a super high score, because it was how we qualified. It didn't kind of matter. You just had to put a score on the board, which was really nice. And then also because we had those couple of injuries, it meant the couple of teammates that or the teammate that couldn't do everything meant we had a backup and it didn't put pressure on it, which was quite nice. So it was good.
Yeah, it's so interesting to watch, like, with, I think this Open has been so interesting because you've had people obviously that push themselves and maybe aren't going to go anywhere the rest of the season, but it's like, oh, you know, I just want to get to say the muscle ups on that final workout, and then you get like elite CrossFitters who are like, oh, I don't need to do the muscle ups. It's like such an interesting complex this year. Going in, like, CrossFit Taurian, such a well-known gym, like it's got such a reputation. How cool is it to do the Open somewhere like that?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So I originally, my CrossFit journey started at CrossFit Taurian about 6-7 years ago. So I trained there for my first 2 years of doing CrossFit, which is awesome. And then I moved away so that I could train with the group that I do. So then to come back there and sort of be surrounded by all the top athletes, so like Royce and Christy and Marnie and all of that, it's pretty awesome to be back there. And then also, so our last heat, so the heat that we'd all compete in on Friday night's lights, was pretty much all semi-finals athletes as individuals, not even as teams. So it was pretty, it was like being at Torian but at the gym rather than actually at the proper competitions. So it's pretty cool. And we all we've been asked this question by a few people in terms of what it's like as a training environment, because you'd see that having like 10 plus or even 12 to 14 top athletes, you'd assume that it would get really competitive and that everyone would be kind of trying to outwork each other and all of that, but it's not like that at all. Everyone is there to help each other. We're all on different training programs, which I think really helps it, because we're not under the same coaches, we're not doing all the same workouts, so when you want to jump in with someone else you can. But yeah, it's super awesome environment to be around.
I love that. I bet it's so cool as well for everyone that's just like turning up to their normal classes and then being like, oh look, there's some really fit people here. With the open, like going against each other, is there a part of you that's like, even though you don't really need to try that hard and you might not go as fast as you want, and then as soon as you're next to people, do you just go that little bit faster? You get into like competition zone.
Yeah, 100%. That happened totally in what happened in all of the workouts. I experienced it hugely myself in the last workout, the thruster chest to bar one, that I was right beside Royce, and Royce is a big human, so the barbell was really light and he's so good at gymnastics, and I just got suckered into the first part of the workout and just blew up really badly in the second part. But it was cool to do and to be around, but you just bite so easily in those big workouts, being around so everyone, even though it doesn't matter much, you still want to beat them at the end of the day.
Absolutely, especially when you're next to someone like Royce, who I'm sure is probably egging you on a bit, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, definitely.
So we will, as I say, we'll touch on the season a little bit more, but I always like to start by asking people about their like pre-CrossFit life and who they were pre-CrossFit, because I think whether you go to CrossFit just for classes or you're obviously an elite athlete like yourself, everyone kind of has a pre-CrossFit them, and then kind of, well, as soon as they start, maybe something switches. But what was your kind of background pre-CrossFit, like fitness, sports, etc.? I know, like, I feel anyone I talk to that like competes in the Oceania region had like such an active upbringing. Was it like that for you?
Yeah, 100%. So I live in Australia, but I'm originally from New Zealand, so Kiwi, and I moved here 7 years ago. And the reason I moved here was because I was playing rugby. So I'd played rugby union and rugby sevens across or in New Zealand for Otago, so super competitively growing up until I moved to Australia. And then the reason I moved over was because I wanted to get more exposure on the rugby sevens field. They just have a lot more tournaments and games over here. So I moved over here, and in my first season of league or union, sorry, I got my rubber arm got twisted and I got convinced to play league two. So I ended up playing two codes over here. So that's sort of where my base of fitness and competitiveness comes from, is just playing rugby and always being involved in sports and that sort of thing. But then my rugby career got brought to the end when I got a couple of concussions in my last two games of league. So I just got two head knocks. And on the side of doing CrossFit so competitively, I'm actually an accountant. So I'm CFO of a tech company. And so I couldn't risk having a head injury and all of that and that affecting my career. So I decided to call it quits on rugby. And one of the girls suggested that I go give CrossFit a go because I was fit, athletic. I liked the competitive side of things. And she was like, you'll love it. It took me three attempts to try start it. So I went to go to Torian three times and walked to the door and saw how overwhelming and scary it was, and actually left and didn't go in. But after the third time I finally started, and then I was pretty hooked straight away. I loved it, and just the competitive side of things.
You hear that story a lot, don't you? People that are competitive athletes in one sport, and then it's almost like they've got like a scratch, an itch even that needs scratching still, and you're like, I need to find something. And actually, oh look, there's a sport of fitness. I've already got this background. Did you kind of feel like that there was like something in you that still needed to compete?
Yeah, 100%. So I'd also There was a point that I put rugby on hold and I'd done bodybuilding. So when rugby finished, I thought about going back and doing that and just being in a gym and doing that side of things. But I never got the enjoyment out of being surrounded by like friends or the community side of things, and almost training in a team, even if you're not, when I was in the gym just doing bodybuilding, because it's such a solo sport. Plus, I enjoy food way too much now to go back to there. So it was a really good way to, yeah, scratch the itch and be able to exercise and be super competitive while still being fit and healthy and being involved in the community, which is really cool.
Mm. Did you feel when you start, I love that it took you three times as well, because I think so many people will relate to that. Like I even get it now. There have been times in the past year, I'm not ashamed to admit, where I've driven up to the gym and I've just been like, I can't do it today. But so many people have had that, and it is very overwhelming their first time. So it's really interesting that even someone like yourself, who had such a, you know, you had a base of fitness, et cetera, you were a competitive athlete, even you were a bit overwhelmed to go in. What was your first session like?
I actually think I can't even remember what I want to say the workout was Fran or it was something. It was some sort of hero workout. So it was really rough. But I think doing Fran, when you come from having played rugby and probably also a female, I wasn't super strong on my upper body. So I couldn't do kipping pull-ups. I struggled with strict pull-ups. So Fran then becomes a workout that actually isn't that bad, because it mm-hmm. isn't 2 to 3 minutes. It's actually 10 to 15 minutes. So it was really humbling though. Like you could kind of, I'd come on one day and I'd be like, this is awesome. This is so easy. I'm so good at this, because it would be a running workout and that sort of thing. And then come in the next day and I couldn't do the workout. So I think I found that so exciting. Even after like the first week, you found that there was a couple of things you could do really well. And then there are things I was terrible at. So it was just so exciting and such an unknown, which drew me in.
What kind of experience, I suppose, with bodybuilding, you would have done a bit of weightlifting and things, but in terms of kind of rugby and like the training elements alongside rugby bodybuilding, what elements had you kind of had experience in that maybe kind of went over into CrossFit?
Not huge amount, I reckon. So all the just general conditioning side of things. So any sort of machine work, any long sort of workouts I was good at. I hadn't done very much or any weightlifting. So that was all new and foreign to me. And then anything gymnastic wise, like I'd never done kipping pull-ups or been on rings or spent much time upside down. So most of it, like 80% of CrossFit, was all new to me. And there was just that sort of 20% base that gave me that sort of fitness side of things that I found really easy. So it was a lot of learning for that first couple of years.
Yeah. And again, it's so interesting to know that, like, because you hear a lot when people are, you know, in similar situations to yourself where they are elite CrossFitters and they're like, oh yeah, I was a gymnast, I did this, I did that. Yeah. So it's always really nice to hear stories of people that were literally kind of, no, I'd done nothing, I'd never touched a barbell, etc. And you are obviously where you are now. Did you instantly kind of ever think you wanted to compete? Like, were you just going to like to train? What was your kind of goal when you first stepped foot in the gym?
When I first stepped foot in, it was never to compete, or like it was just to find something new to do, some way to stay fit and healthy. And it would have been a couple of years before I sort of decided, or I would have done a couple of small comps to start off with, just with friends and that sort of thing. I think I started in probably June, July, and then originally the Torian Pro, they used to have it just as an in-house comp. And I'm pretty sure that would have been in about October or November that year. So after about 4 or 5 months of being there, I'd sort of made this group of friends. And sorry if you can hear that, that's one of the cats that's meowing really loud. And then so after about 4 or 5 months, I got convinced to do Torian in a team of four, which was really cool. So it was sort of the start of that competing side. But it was just with friends and it wasn't to a super high level. Although the competitive side of me wanted to win, I never sort of looked at myself becoming an elite athlete and going really far with it. And it's sort of something that's just continued on as I sort of, after about 4 years, when I left Torian and started training under this new group, that was sort of when I was like, okay, cool. I really want to take this competitively, and see how far we can go with it.
Mm. Was there, and I think you've spoken about this before, actually, because I'm sure I've seen something on Instagram, but was there a switch with like the mental side of it, of going to be like, oh, I'm just going to be fit and healthy, and then no, actually I want to do this? And I know you've spoken like about discipline, like did that change? Because I assume maybe at the time you were working full-time as well, all these things, how do you make that kind of mental and I suppose like logistical switch to going from this is fun, now I want to do this competitively?
Yeah, so it's something that I still really struggle with, and I think I probably still, so like I do it super competitively, but still in the back of my brain I try to tell myself that I am just doing it for fun, and whether that's a good or a bad thing, I don't know. I'm someone that tends to put a lot of pressure on myself, so whether it be in my career or in sporting, I want to be the best and I don't like myself to fail all that. So what I found is that if I put too much pressure on CrossFit and me competing and taking it super seriously, then I don't enjoy it as much. And because I've got my career on the side, like I don't do CrossFit to earn money or to take it long term and have it as a job. It's just for fun. And so I probably continue to remind myself that, yeah, I compete competitively, but I do it for fun to hang out with all my friends, which is 90% of the reason that we've gone team this year, is because we all enjoy hanging out with each other so much. We're like, well, we train together all the time, we might as well go team rather than going individual. And it takes the pressure off all of us in terms of we all work full time outside of training. So it means that we don't have to sacrifice as much of our career to be in a team. But yeah, I kind of probably have a very different mentality, although I'm elite, that it is just for fun, because I enjoy it. I find myself doing it a lot better if I have fun rather than taking it seriously at the end of the day.
Do you think, this is kind of a morbid question, but do you think that when the fun stops, you'll stop?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Which is something that kind of, it will be sad when it all stops, because also like we train together as a friend group. So I hope that we all continue to train together. But I know that we'll all go in different directions at some point. And so, yeah, I think that when we all stop training together and I stop having that excitement and fun side of things, then I'll look at finding potentially another sport, or just going back to not doing it competitively and doing maybe classes, doing the 5 a.m. class, because I know that quite a few friends do that. So they can continue to enjoy it. Because otherwise, like I see that there's no point doing something if you don't enjoy it. And I enjoy being around friends and the social side of things. I mean, no one enjoys that much being in the pain cave. I can go into the pain cave and it's good to grow and get better, but it's not that fun when you're having to get up and go do that by yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when you decided to do it competitively, did you set yourself goals? Did you set yourself a challenge? Like, what was the kind of, okay, right, this is the switch, if I'm making this, this is what I want to do?
Yes and no. So probably the switch came when I changed them. So I moved over to be under GRIP programming, which is programmed by a couple of my really good mates, Riley Smith and Liam Mulligan. And so I moved over to train under them, more to train with Riley and be able to sort of have someone that I could train with daily, and that was really similar. He was in my friend group, so it just worked well. And then we sort of just immediately sort of set that goal to make it to Torian, ideally as an individual, because that's sort of the goal that a lot of people said. It's sort of that regionals mentality that everyone wanted to make it to. And then so it was just chipping away at that and working towards that. We went team the first year that I was training with him, which was a good stepping stone to go back to Torian or to be back at the pro competing. And then from there, it was the next year, we just all wanted to make it individual again to get back on the floor. So yeah, kind of just setting those big, hairy, audacious goals and then just work towards that.
Yeah, that's great. And so we'll get into Torian, because as I say, I'm obviously across the other side of the world. I have not yet had a chance to go to Torian. I would shouldn't say this, would rather go to Torian than the games. Like, I don't know what it is, and people are probably sick of me saying it on this podcast, because anytime I talk to like an Oceania athlete, I'm like, oh my god, you get to go to Torian. It looks just like the most fun, epic, incredible like event and weekend. You've been a couple of times now, as you say, as an individual and team, you're going back. What is that experience like? What is that weekend like?
It's a pretty amazing weekend. And I think last year I was really able to soak it in finally and be able to enjoy it for what it is. It's Mike and Jono who run it just put on an amazing show. And they just, I think they make it a spectacular for the spectators rather than necessarily programming it or what they used to do when they got to program themselves. Especially, they made it so it was a show and so that everyone that was there watching enjoyed it, and it wasn't just going and watching people exercise. You actually got to enjoy a show while you're watching, so it's pretty amazing at that. And because the crowd has so much fun, it makes being on the floor so much better because you have that excitement, the energy and everything from that. We also, like myself personally, and this probably comes back to how I ended up in my group, is that our friend group, they get a box that's right ringside and they spend the weekend drinking and having the best time of their lives and just egging everyone on and cheering. And so part of the reason that I ended up training in the group was because I was judging 5 or 6 years ago at Torian and saw them cheering on Riley, who's now one of my best mates. And I was like, I want to have a group of friends that I train with that comes and cheers for me like that. And it's everyone's got friends that are there watching and cheering for them like that at Torian. And I think because the stadium's so close, they have all the fire and the shooting things. It's just an amazing experience. It's pretty cool. So yeah.
Yeah. I love that you say you got to soak it in last year, because if anything, you'd kind of seen, like, I know you'd been individual the year before as well, but did it feel more pressure going back like a second time as individual? Did you feel like you had to improve and everything?
Not really. I think so the first year that I made it individual, I almost look back and wish I hadn't made it. I only just scraped in after I had to repeat a couple of workouts, and I only just scraped in there, and I didn't enjoy the experience because I was sort of at the bottom of the heap. Like, I didn't have a lot of the skills I needed to be competitive there. And so coming last in a workout's never fun when you're a competitive person. So it wasn't a great experience. So when I made it back, I think I just had so much more confidence in my ability and what I built over the previous year that, and I just wanted to go and have fun for the weekend. I didn't put pressure on myself wanting to, because I knew that I wasn't going to get first and qualify for the games. And then I also had confidence that I wasn't going to come last. So I was like, well, I might as well enjoy it and not put pressure on myself to do really well, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I do it for fun. And then I was also surrounded for the whole weekend by four people who I train with day in, day out. So it was kind of just like another training day, which was really good.
I love that. I'm very jealous. I want to go so bad. I don't want to compete. I just want to go. I would like to be in that box with your friends, like cheering everyone on. So if I ever make it, save a spot for me.
I'll make sure this spot. We all kind of wish that. We all think about it. We're like, maybe we shouldn't compete and we should just go sit there for them the weekend and hang out. But then like, well, we wouldn't go if you guys weren't competing. So it's kind of, we have to be out there so they can enjoy themselves.
I love that. That's honestly, it sounds such fun. And so I know you mentioned earlier, like, kind of the reason you're going team this year is because you all hang out and train together anyway. Was that like, was it quite an easy decision when you were all starting to look at your 2024 season? Was it just like, oh yeah, sure, we'll do this?
Yes and no. So me and James Thomas, who's one of the boys in the team, both of us have made the decision that we want to go team after last season. Just both of us with their jobs, careers and things we were at, we're like, we can't sacrifice that much time again to go individual. Riley Smith, who's our second guy, who's also does all our programming and coaching and things, he'd sworn, tells us this every year, but he reckoned he was done with CrossFit and he wasn't going to do another season. And so he sat us down for coffee and was like, cool, so you guys are going to go India again? And me and James looked at each other and we're like, nah, we're going team. And Riley's he was like, oh, well, looks like I have to go team two. So I think he'd hoped to quit, but because we were going team, he knew he wanted to. With Ali, we're really fortunate. So she's originally from Adelaide. So one of our best mates actually moved down there. He's a pilot. And so he moved down there and was training at the same gym and started dating Ali. And then he decided he wanted to move back to Brisbane. And so Ali came with him. So we're really fortunate that she actually moved up here. It was a few months ago now. And so she's been sort of training with us. And I think it was just a given that she'd go team for the season with us so that we had another good girl. Because it's always a struggle is finding like two good girls to be in a team. So I think it probably was quite an easy decision at the end of the day.
Do you, because I think different people will look at this different ways with a team in. When you are competing individually, if you do great, it's all on you. If you do bad, it's all on you. It's all on you. But with a team, obviously, it can go really good. It can go really bad. Everyone's going to have their different workouts that they're maybe not as good as. How do you feel kind of like, do you put any pressure on yourself? Like, do you feel any pressure going in with other people's kind of season on your shoulders as well?
Yes and no. I think in a way it takes, for myself, I find it takes pressure off me. I don't put as much pressure on myself, which is quite nice. I'm a real stress head. So competing individually was just, it was a nightmare almost. But being in a team, I just sort of seem to not have as much stress. But I think when you go into workouts and you know the workout isn't a strength for you, I do start to get really nervous because I'm like, oh, I'm kind of letting everyone else down. But then on the flip side, it kind of gives you a lot more drive to want to improve the things that you're weak at, and so because you don't want to let anyone else down, so it works both ways. It makes you more stressed and nervous, but then also it pushes you to improve a lot better.
How is it being on a team with like your coach and programmer as well, because surely that is like working with your boss, right?
Yeah and then he's also Riley's like in my closest friend group too, so we hang out way too much for what we really should. And if you ever see us together, everyone thinks we're just siblings because we fight and argue like two siblings. It's good and bad. I think having a completely separate coach that wasn't doing all your training with you would be quite good because they can watch and sort of see things from an outside perspective. But then it's really good because Riley knows us all so well because he trains with us day in, day out. So he adjusts the programming to be really specific to us really easily when we go into workouts or when we're sort of figuring out strategies for things. Because he's training with us day in, day out, he knows how we can adjust everything really easily and how we should sort of strategize workouts. And he's pretty good at not programming just to work on like his strengths or anything like that. He's really good at programming to work on all of our weaknesses. So yeah, I think I like it. Enjoy it.
And you can tell him off if you need to because you're so close.
Yeah, 100%. Which he doesn't take well all the time, but we get there.
Yeah, it's fine. You're on the team. Your teammates, what it's like. I always find it interesting because like when you watch a team event, I always wish everyone was like mic'd up just to hear like the communication and everything. In the box in the gym, it's very different from like being out on the competition floor. How have you got kind of like a structure of how it will work on the competition floor, or will it be workout by workout?
We've kind of got a pretty good routine. We kind of know, especially doing, because we've trained together for so long, me and Riley have been training together for 4 and a bit years. Jimmy's been probably 2 years with us now, and then Ali's been with us almost a year, is that we all know where our strengths and weaknesses lie. So we know in different workouts who sort of takes that leader role, who does all the calling and everything like that. So it's pretty well already figured out before we even know the workouts. And then once we know all the workouts and once we get out there, it will be even more cemented down. And then we kind of all know also, like, to say like Riley's probably does a lot of, or Jimmy does a lot of air calling, but I know that once he's fatigued, then I sort of pick it up. So we do have backup plans on everything already, just knowing where we all sort of fall apart and where we have fitness and everything. So it's not just leaving it all up to gamble once we get on the floor, thank goodness. but yeah, and I think being on the floor is very similar to training for us, although it's more intense and faster paced and everything. We do a lot of our sessions, a lot of our workouts all partnered or team sessions anyway. So then it's just second nature to sync up with someone when you get out on the floor or wait for someone to do sort of burpees or all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's so, I think it's so interesting when teams start getting announced for the year, because some teams, like obviously yourselves, like you're saying, you've all trained together for a long, long time, which is such an advantage over a team that gets put together for a season. But it's so interesting to see how it all works. Do you feel like you've got a bit of an advantage because you know each other so well?
Yeah, 100%. In so many different aspects too, because like if things go badly and we end up in an argument or something, like we all get heated on the floor and sort of have those stern words or yell at each other or anything, we know that as soon as we step off the floor that we're all friends at the end of the day and that we'd rather just have each other's companionships and hang out no matter what. Whereas I think if you have a new team that gets into that sort of argument, then they don't have that friendship to fall back on to just kind of carry on. And I also think just knowing each other and knowing each other's frustrations or cues or anything like that just makes it so much easier. So
do you I mean, I don't know, you may not have this planned, I don't know how close you live to Torin, but like, do you all stay together that week, or are you planning on staying together that weekend? Like, what's the kind of vibe?
So we all live in Brisbane, so Torin is probably a 15-minute drive from me to get Perfect. To the competition, so we'll all just stay at our own houses for the weekend, which will be really nice. And then we'll just meet up in the morning before we compete. We're really lucky that James, one of the boys, actually lives a 5-minute walk away from Torian. So what we did last year is that we'd go compete through the day and then we'd just go hang out at his between workouts and things. So we almost have even more of an advantage rather than having to sit around with everyone else. We can just go back, watch TV, chill out. So I never realized how good it was competing in your own city until I traveled back to New Zealand for a couple of comps this year. And I was like, it sucks having to travel to go to a competition. It's just, you're out of your space. You have to buy all your food and everything like that. Mm-hmm. It's so easy when you're close by.
Yeah. And well, talking of traveling for comps, you started off the year traveling quite far for a comp. You did Wallapalooza, right? So that I can imagine with our good friend Crouchy, she's awesome. But going that far and being so out of your remit, like how was that? How much did you have to adapt for that?
Yeah, that was an amazing experience, but it was a completely new experience. I'd never even been to America, so getting on a plane for that long was an experience in itself. And then the body, like the jet lag, I only landed on the Wednesday and then we competed Saturday, Sunday. So I was still deep in jet lag when we were all competing. But it was pretty awesome. And the reason we sort of wanted to do it, I mean, ideally we really want to make it to the games this year. So it was kind of for us to be able to do an America trip, compete overseas, kind of get that experience under our belt so that when we do hopefully go for the games that it's not completely foreign for us. But yeah, my body didn't feel like itself the whole week that I was competing. So it was interesting.
And I suppose it's, as you say, like you are so blessed being able to, like, not many people can drive to their semi-final like from their house. 100%. How, like, for anyone, I suppose, because I think even people that compete on like a small level at local comps or like in the UK, like I live down south in the UK and there's barely anything down south. So anyone I know travels far for comps and they normally stay over. Like, what are your kind of go-tos, like advice? Like, what are your must-haves or do's for when you are traveling for a comp?
I'm a really bad overpacker, even if I don't travel for a comp, but I'd always suggest taking everything you can think you are going to need, because there's nothing worse than getting to a comp and realizing you forgot your jump rope or something like that and needing that. And the second would be, for me, I'm also really careful with my food. So as much as possible, I take my own food everywhere I go, whether I took quite a lot of snacks and things over to America with me. When I competed back in New Zealand, I just pretty much took all my own food. So where possible, I take my own food and then just eat really plain stuff, because again, there's nothing worse than being on a competition floor and having an upset stomach or not being able to eat because you can't find the food that just sits well in your stomach. So that's probably my key thing. So own food and making sure you've got everything under the sun that you need to compete with.
Yeah, I'm also an overpacker. It's always better to have more than less, in my opinion anyway.
Totally agree.
Like going, obviously World of Police, like watching, you would never have known you were jet lagged, so you hid it well. Obviously had such a great competition, some great girls, but what was it like kind of competing on that level on the floor with literally the best in the world?
Yeah, it was again just an absolute unreal experience, and also being on a team with like Gucci and Nicole, and completely people that I'd only talked to over social media. I'd met Gucci in Bali, but competing on the floor with people you didn't know was a whole new experience too. Like I'd only ever competed with close friends or people I'd trained with and things that, so learning, that was a whole learning experience. But then knowing that you look down the floor and you're beside all the top athletes in the world was pretty amazing. And it just kind of, it lit the fire, and it kind of gave me more confidence in terms of what I'm doing and how good I am as an athlete to be able to be out there. And sort of, we had our own the whole weekend, which was sort of like, none of us could have predicted that. So it was pretty cool, and good confidence going into the season. And then also being around them sort of in the warm-up arena and everything like that, and being able to experience that side of things and see how professionals do sort of take all of that, or how they act in those sort of situations, how they do their warm-ups, what they're doing between workouts and everything, and take that back to what we're doing back here, to take things a bit more seriously and be a bit more professional. Because probably at, not exactly at Torian, but at the other comps that we've done over here and back in New Zealand, it is a lot more relaxed, and no one takes it as seriously as what the Americans do, because most of them are getting paid to do it full time. So that it is their job and they have to take it seriously. So it was an unreal experience, both on and off the floor around all the top athletes.
Yeah, it was super cool to watch. Was it? I mean, I know Nicole relatively well as well, so that was really cool. But just seeing a team, I think like you proper came in as underdogs, and then it was like, oh, look at these guys just like flying. Did you ever expect that, like winning events, etc.?
Nah, not really. I mean, the girls had qualified 20th, and then I was a call-in, so I hadn't even done the qualification. So I think I'd put in my brain, if we finished above 20th, then I was going to be happy. And then in terms of winning the workouts, you kind of don't know what, like I didn't know exactly what G and Nicole were good at too. So also that brings it in terms of knowing how you're going to go into workouts. When the 5K time trial came out, I love to run, having an upbringing playing rugby and the endurance side of things, I could run all day. So that kind of made me really excited, and knowing Nicole said that she was strong at running too, I was like, oh, we could do quite well at this. But never would I have thought that we were going to win it, because you're against the best athletes in the world, and you always kind of think someone else is going to be a bit better than you at everything. So it was cool.
Yeah, I love that. And I just want to touch on, you said about when you went to Torian last year, you got to soak it in because you kind of knew you weren't going to win, but you didn't want to come bottom of the pack.
Yeah.
With going in like this year, and it's obviously a few months away still, but well, actually not really even a few months now. It's like coming around pretty quick. You of course want to make it to the games. Teams is going to be a little bit different this year. There's some really great, strong teams in the Oceania region. How are you feeling going into it? Has it kind of hit you yet that it's going to come very quickly?
Yeah, it's like pretty much 6 weeks away, which is really scary. I think there's already that sort of slight pressure and stress that are starting to build. It's kind of, we've all got that goal, know where we want to make it. And it's kind of, then it comes that balancing act in terms of knowing that not to spend too much time in the gym and not to overtrain, because it's just going to burn us out, but then wanting to train more so that we're more prepared for Torian. So it's, now's the point in time that we've kind of got to lean in and trusting Riley and our programming and what we've done so far to build all the bases that we've got, but definitely already starting to get nervous. And then knowing all the teams that are in the Oceania region. So we've got the other Taurian team. There's Khan and Kara's team from down the coast. And then there's a 6-4 Army team. There's a lot of good teams. So it's going to be, I think it's a good thing though, there's good teams, a lot of good teams, because it makes the weekend a lot more competitive. It makes it more enjoyable, rather than if you only had one or two good teams, you know that it's almost tougher to make it, because if you've got one bad workout, then you're gone. So at least we know that there's sort of a lot of people fighting for those spots. And then if and when we make it, is that then it's more rewarding. We know we've earned our spot to go to the games, rather than just cruising on through and in. So yeah.
I love that. So goal is games.
Yeah, which is scary to say, but yeah, that's our games. That's our plan. And a lot of, like, we've all planned our holidays after that. So I hope it goes to fruition so that we can make it over there and go have some fun.
Oh, well, I really hope you do. But before I let you go, I just have to ask you some quick fire questions, if that's all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of them I'm going to change up slightly for you, because I think it would be a bit unfair. But firstly, your favourite lift?
I think it would be the snatch. Nice. Because when it works well, when it happens, then it feels amazing. But it's few and far between when you get those really good lifts. So that's why I think I love it.
Yeah, it is a thing of beauty when it goes well and it looks great. But yeah, it's lush. Favorite overall CrossFit movement?
That's a tough one. I reckon, can I just say the bike erg? I love sitting on the bike. I could sit on that for hours. Yeah, that or a GHD. I do enjoy a GHD too. Ooh. So weird movement, but yeah.
That is definitely not one that I think anyone's said yet. So interesting to know. Hopefully they'll come up then.
Fingers crossed.
Sorry. You don't get them much in team workouts actually nowadays, do you? No. Okay, favorite benchmark WOD?
Weirdly enough, I haven't done a huge amount of benchmark WODs. I don't know how, I've just kind of always missed out on them. But I can't remember the name of it. It's this, I think it's 5 rounds of a run and overhead squats. I can't remember the name of the
Nancy?
Workout. Nancy, yeah. I think that would have to be one of my favorite. And I haven't done it for a long time, but I really enjoyed it. I think just because I love running, and overhead squats is an easy movement.
Nice. I'm really glad I knew that. I was thinking, oh my God, I'm not going to know.
Yeah, I'm glad you knew that too.
Embarrassing for my reputation, but I knew it. But I think it's Nancy. I hope it. And so normally I ask people, if they could take a dream team to the games, who would they have with them on their team? As you are, and we're going to manifest it, as you are going to the games this year with what seemed like a very dream team, not including them, if you could pick a dream team to go to the games, who would you go with?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I reckon I'd have to go, I'd almost want to go Caitlin Van Zyl. She's another good friend of mine from down the coast. I train with her a bit, and she's always a good time. So go Caitlin. Then, two guys. That's a tough one. I'd probably go Bailey and Riley Martin, the two Martin brothers.
Nice. That would be fun.
Again, two Kiwis, both super fit. I train with Riley, sort of in our close training group, and Bailey's already a games athlete, so he'd be a good addition to the team. I don't know how it would be having the two brothers in a team. It might not go that well, but yeah.
I love that. Oh, well, it's been so nice to chat, and I am looking forward to watching the rest of your season and seeing you at the games. There you go. We're talking in positive attitude. So thank you so much.
No, that's all right. Thank you for having me on. It was lovely chatting to you today.